Welcome back to At Home. Here are your hosts, Cheryl Gillespie and Sam Shakura.
We are chatting with the Vegas guru himself, David Yeskel. David, well, obviously I have a passion for Vegas, not as much as you, because I only now get there maybe 2 times a year, but you're there far more often.
Yeah, I'm there at least every 2 months, probably every 2 to 3 months. You have to keep up with what's going on there. Vegas moves very fast. Unlike other destinations, things change very rapidly. If something doesn't work, it gets yanked out and replaced with something that does. So it's a fast-moving, always-in-motion destination.
Well, let's talk about some of what you consider to be best secrets.
Vegas's best secrets?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I have a lot of little things that I look for. There's free lounge shows, as most people know in Vegas. These have been going on for a long time, and the entertainment varies. But there's a great one. There's an incredible pianist at Bellagio. His name is David Osborne. He's a world-class pianist, and he's performed for presidents, and his show is free in a lounge at Bellagio. He's in the Petrosian Lounge. Some nights you can go to Bellagio's website and see his schedule. And he just is an incredible talent, and for the price of a drink, you can see a great show, a world-class musician perform. So it's not all about Vegas. Isn't all about big showrooms and Cirque du Soleil shows, which are great. It's also some smaller places and smaller options for shows that are more intimate and oftentimes free, like that. There's another cool little thing I like on the high roller. I'm not sure if you've heard about it or seen it. It's the world's tallest observation wheel.
I have. I didn't go.
So it's you know, it looms over Vegas. It's this gigantic thing, and just to give you an idea about the scale of the size of the thing, the pods that the people get in can accommodate, each pod accommodates up to 40 people. So everything's scaled up in Vegas, including this. And they have this twist that they offer. It's called Happy Half Hour on the high roller, which I think is really ingenious. And for, I think it's starting at about $32, depending on the time of day, you get a bar in the car. It's an unlimited bar. And so for the 30-minute revolution in the pod, you can drink all you want and see Vegas from a cool venue and a cool angle in that 30 minutes. It's an only in Vegas twist that you wouldn't find anywhere else. It's called Happy Half Hour on the high roller.
Oh, I love that. So, and how much would that set one back?
That starts at about $37 to maybe $52 at night, but that includes the ride and unlimited bar for a half an hour with up to 40 of your best friends.
Oh, I think that's a great thing to do. I have not done that yet, so now I will, and I'll do it with the bar.
Do it with the bar. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, these are fabulous tips. Give us some more, David. I can't get enough of this.
So in terms of shows, people always know when they go to Vegas, they want to see a great show. And, you know, with 2 nights, you don't want to make a mistake and pick the wrong show. And every show in Vegas is not great. So the shows I recommend to people, I think one of the best shows on the Strip is Ka at the MGM Grand. It's one of Cirque du Soleil's shows. Have you seen that one?
Sure. I haven't seen that one.
Haven't seen it. Well, Cirque du Soleil has about 8 shows on the Strip. This is their best show. It's just this, the theater was built for the show. It's an incredible, epic tale of two twins who get separated at birth, and it's just in Cirque du Soleil's style. It's just pulled off beautifully with acrobatics and staging that it can't be done in anywhere but in a theater like this in Vegas. So I think that's one of the best shows on the Strip. That's Ka, just spelled K-A. The other show that I think is really fantastic is also at Wynn, and it's called Le Rêve.
I have seen that one.
You've seen that, and it's great. As you know, it's a water-based aqua theater show. So you're sitting in the round in this water-based stage in front of you and pool, and the theater is in the round, and what the acrobats in that show do is amazing. And it's beautiful, it's amazing, and again, it's unlike anything you can see anywhere else because the theater was developed for this show. So I think those are two of the best shows in Vegas. That's Ka at the MGM Grand and Le Rêve at Wynn. people can't go wrong with those shows.
Great advice. Do you yourself do much shopping in Vegas?
I don't do too much shopping. I know that the outlet malls are very popular. There's one on, they kind of bookend the strip. There's some designer outlet malls. Is that where you go?
There's the outlet malls, and then there's the Fashion Tree Mall as well. And then, plus, in the casinos, they have great, in the casinos, in the hotels,
yeah,
on the properties,
yeah.
There are brilliant malls, and I still love Caesars Mall.
Oh, Forum Shops. Yeah,
Forum Shops.
It's still the coolest environment to be in Caesars Forum Shops. So it really does feel like you're outside, doesn't it?
Caesars itself needs a big reno, but the but the Forum Shops are fabulous.
The Forum Shops are great. They do. It really feels like you're walking outside, somewhere in Italy, maybe, and it's a great environment. And you're right, great shopping there. Great shopping just a little closer in Crystals, the very upscale mall at City Center. And yeah, there's a lot of incredible shopping on and off the strip.
Speaking of off the strip, if you go down to the old strip, Fremont Street, there's some pretty interesting people watching.
There is a lot of interesting people watching downtown Vegas. There's also some very trendy small restaurants have opened there that are really worth a look. And there's one downtown called Carson Kitchen. They used to call him the rock and roll chef, Terry Simon. He opened that restaurant a couple of years ago. It's this small place on a side street. It's not well marked. You have to really look for it. It's all small plates. Pretty much everything is under $20. It's delicious food. It's kind of an in-the-know place for locals. And so there's these smaller, trendy restaurants now opening downtown, and they're kind of raising the level of cuisine in the downtown area, and they're very popular.
David, I love that. I have not been to Carson's Kitchens, but I'm just made a note, and I'm going to book in there for sure my next trip to Vegas. Love, love, love this. Where can we follow you? Is the best place to go to your website, or do you have a blog
actually,
that we can follow around? Because
yeah,
I want to know more. I want to keep
sure
up here.
Great. Best place to follow me is on Twitter. I'm the Vegas Guru on Twitter. So you can just search for the Vegas Guru. That's me. I post tips and deals every day. A lot of food, photos of food that I've eaten, dishes that I've eaten that I love. So I'm always talking about food and where to get good values and tips. Vegas Guru on Twitter. And my website is thevegas.guru. But Twitter is where you get the most up-to-date, see my up-to-date tweets with best values and stuff I love in Vegas.
Well, maybe next time I'm in Vegas, we can meet up.
That would be great.
Okay, we are so in. Don't go anywhere, Sam, and I'll be right back here at home.